is a fascinating parsha. This is the beginning of the first pasuk. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor. Sorry, a little bit short of time, so I'm going to move on quickly here. Daber al bnei Yisrael. Vayikchu li truma me'eis kol ish ha'sheid ben aliboy tikchu esrim asis. Speak to Klal Yisrael. Vayikchu li truma. Take for me truma. Me'eis kol ish, from each person ha'sheid ben aliboy, who gives him the dover of his heart, tikchu esrim asis, take my truma. So the Mefarshim ask, why does it say this double loshon? Take from me truma is kol ish ashi dven liboy. Then it says again, tikchu es trumasi, get my truma. What he says, but yikchu li truma, what's tikchu es trumasi? What's this double loshon tikchu es trumasi? Why repeat it? Secondly, there's a very, very interesting Mishnah. It's brought down in the Dor, it's brought down other places in Shas. There's a very big difference between a neder and a nadova. A neder is where a person says, hare olai, I am obligated to bring a korban. I bring upon myself an obligation to bring a korban. It could be, I obligate myself to give a piece of hektish, which means I am obligating myself to give this something. A nadova is something specific. Hare zu, this is a korban. Takes a behema that is, hasn't got a mum, and he says, hare zu, this is a korban. So the difference between the two is that when he says hare olai, then the Mishnah says he's chayiv v'achrayis. Mishnah Megillah ein bein dorim and adovus elachiv v'achrayis. He's chayiv v'achrayis. Chayiv v'achrayis means that if anything goes wrong and anything, if it gets lost or stolen or dies, then he's obligated to pay in its place. That is a neder. But an adova, if it says harezu this, then if something happens to it, then it's happened to it. It's not his fault. He's not obligated to pay. So the Ger Rebbe asks, why does it say therefore? That is nadova of the heart. And nadova is not as good. It should say asher yidrenu liboy. Better if a person makes a neder, but he says hurry or lie, I'm coming upon myself to do something. By doing so, he is chayv b'achrayis. So why do you talk about nadivus halev in the lashon of nadova, where you're not chayv for responsibility, not obligated, not responsible for it if it gets lost? Better talk about a neder. They are responsible for it. And then the apostle goes through the list, and the apostle talks about gold, silver, copper, tcheles, hagomon, and then right at the end of the list, avnei shoyam v'avnei miluim le'efud alachoshim. It talks about the avnei shoyam and avnei miluim. Now, obviously, if you go through the list over here, we see there is a intrinsic value in all the different things. Gold is worth more than silver. That's why it's first. And silver is worth more than copper. That's why it's before. Why is it therefore that avnei shoyam and avnei miluim, which are dealing here with very, very precious, unique stones for the choshen, why are they brought right at the end when certainly they should be brought certainly towards the beginning? Maybe before Zav or after Zav, but certainly are worth more than Shemen and Mishkal, the Torahs of Samim, but of Ketores. Why is it brought right at the end? So there's a fascinating Alshich. And the Alshich says, I'm not familiar with Alshich, either the Alshich or the Shlo. And he says as follows. He says, the currency that Klal Yisrael gave to the Mishkan was not based on value. It was not even based on mass. It was based on one currency. That currency was Nedivas Halev. How much a person wanted to give, how much a person had the enthusiasm to be generous to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, that is what actually happened. So he explains the apostle like this. V'yikchu li truma, take me truma, eis kol ish ashi idven liboy, anything that the person gives, the divas halev, tikchu es trumasi, that was what was taken. In other words, a ness happened. If a person gave something that was very, very small, it was very small, very insignificant, but he gave it with the Diva Salev, and he wished it would be a lot more, then Tikhu es Trumasi, it turned a nace, that they took the Truma in a bigger way, what he really wanted to give. Me'es kol isha she'idvenu, whatever much he wanted to give, he wanted to give $10,000, and he could only give $100. So they Tikhu es Trumasi, when he took the Truma, it's as if the nace happened, he turned it to $10,000. And the other way around, sometimes people are pressured to give money, they don't want to give money. So here we have the chiddush over here was, Ashid Venlib Tikhus Tramasi, he gave a very nice note, but he really didn't want to, it was just social pressure. Actually, Tikhus Tramasi, he got taken, he came into the hand of those shluchim who went for the Mishkan, it became much smaller. So in other words, Nadivus Halev was everything over here. However much he wanted to give Nadivus Halev, physically and spiritually, that is actually what happened in the Mishkan. An amazing thing. And that is Peshat, why the Ger Rebbe explains why it's better to have a nedibus saleiv than a nedirus saleiv. It's better to have a nedobla than a neder. Why? Just imagine, somebody phones you up and he says, Rachmana Litzlan, yeah, his, a brother phones you, one up, not you, one up, and says, Yankel, I need your help. Yeah, how can I help you? My child is going through a critical operation, I can't cover it. And insurance is not covering, I need your help. Right, I need your help. I need from you $10,000 from you. Right? Or more. So you say, you know what, phone me back. I'll phone you back in an hour or two and I'll let you know how much I can give. I have to work through my accounts carefully. I've got to see how much money I can do. He does want to give, but he's a very calculated, calm way. Right? What would you expect from a brother? No problem, I'll sort you out. Yeah, no problem. You need the money? I'll get it for you. Yeah. He says, when you come into the base of Mikdosh and a brain shame is asking for the Diva Salev, don't come and say, Hare Olai. Hare Olai means, I am responsible. Let me see what I have at home. Let me see what I don't have at home. Let me calculate how much I owe, what I don't owe, what I can do. That is a neder, which could be a wonderful thing because that could be Chai Bachrais. Financially, the Mishkan may be insured in a better insurance policy with a neder than a nadova. But what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is Nedivu Salev. You're so passionate about it. I don't know. Hurry up, Zoo. Here, you take this. Take this. Right now. You want gold here? Take it. Let's hurry, Zoo. Take this. In other words, there is much more passion and much more love than to give something as a nadova than as a neder. So that's why Kodesh Baruch is interested in nadova of hurry, Zoo. Take this. You want it here. Rather than calculating something in English as an expression as cold as charity. You ever heard the expression? As cold as charity. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, let me tell you, I've been involved in different stalkers over here. It does not apply by Yidden. It does not. And anyone who does should speak to me. I'm telling you, it is a most beautiful, wonderful nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see what Jews give, what Yidden give with a warmth and a diva salev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach. I don't know why, I really don't understand what's happening. It's mamash. I don't understand what's waiting for. I'm telling you, it's mamurdik. Yeah? What is going on? I really don't know. You should speak to me. I'm telling you, it's worthwhile bringing Mashiach now. But that's a diva salev. Rabbi Sai, that is Peshat. When people gave gold, people gave silver, people gave all these wonderful things, it's all wonderful. How did they get the Avni Shoyim and Avni Meloim? Where did they get these stones from? How did each Nasi have a stone that was required for them for the Choshen? Unique stones. There wasn't a diamond boutique shop in the middle of the Midbar. You know, it wasn't Fifth Avenue or something, or Bahnhofstrasse or something. They don't have these things there. You know, how do you know where to get the stones from? So it's brought down in the Medrash that every Nasi with his tremendous chus got the stone delivered in his mon. Wow. We woke up in the morning, said, and they got it delivered. Wow. Shkoyach. Special delivery, probably 8-stern envelope, right? And he got that delivered, right? Which is a fantastic chus. It's a wonderful thing to get a stone delivered in the front door. Halavai, we all did. But it came with no Mesiris Nefesh. It came with no Nediva Salev. It came with no love and passion. And therefore, it may be worth money, but it's put right at the bottom of the list. Because something that's not done with enthusiasm and with love and Mesiris Nefesh and with what Kodesh Baruch wants and Diva Salev is not important. We need it. We need it because we need it for the Choshem. That's come right at the bottom of the list.
But at the end, that was more than they need. Even when they did it, Aleph, that means that was the Shefa.
It was given the Shefa. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
They didn't put any effort. That's right.
That's right. It came right at the bottom of the list. That's why Avni Shem Avnuin came at the bottom of the list, because it's Taka, there's no effort put into it. Therefore, that's why it's not valued that much. Exactly. That's what Chaim Shem Levitt says. Rabbi Yisrael, there's a posuk, and the posuk says, by the Kruvim, ponim el ponim. They were face to face, looked at each other. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, it doesn't, it says, they face towards the walls. So the Gemara, loikasha, that is kan kesh oisim ritzoinu shel mokoim, kan kesh ein oisim ritzoinu shel mokoim. When they're doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, they're looking at each other, it's a nes. When they're doing the right thing, the Kruvim faced each other, and when they weren't doing the right thing, they faced away from each other. So Shimshon Pinkus has a very beautiful moshel. He says, what's the idea about face to face? He says like this. He says, imagine you come home, and you've got the, on Friday morning, and you're puffing and panting, bring all your bags, you've got your chalas, you've got your mayonnaise, you've got your chicken, you've got whatever it is, and you've got your bags, and you say, darling, I'm home. Where should I do the shopping? So the wife doesn't look, she carries on, I don't know, changing the baby or washing the dishes. Put it all back in the larder. Put it back in the thing. Thank you very much. And I have this for you. And he brings out this most magnificent bouquet of roses. Long stem roses. What's she going to say? Not look? Yeah, just put it in the vase?
No.
She's going to look at him. Thank you. That's so nice. I'm so touched. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. He says, ponim al ponim is when you... ponim al ponim is when you don't... You're not sidetracked. When you focus on the person, ponim al ponim, when you look at the person straight in the eye and focus on the matana that's been given. That's ponim al ponim. Says the Shimshon Pinkus, our Veda is always with the Kodesh Baruch Hu ponim al ponim. It's not, oh, Moida ani lefanecho, and he's already looking at your alarm clock. Moida ani lefanecho, ponim al ponim, focus on the Rebbein Shleilom. Baruch ato Hashem, Baruch ato you, ponim al ponim. You know, some people, you know, they do the iPhone shuffle. You know what that is? They bzz, 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 it rings, and then as they're doing Oysa Shalom, they've already got their hand in the pocket, taking the iPhone, seeing what... Wait, ponim al ponim. Ponim al ponim, face towards the Rebbein Shleilom. Face, that's oisim resayin shalmokim. Yeah, that's oisim resayin shalmokim. When it ain't oisim resayin shalmokim, is when you're sidetracked, when your face is to the side, when you're sort of like, you're saying Krishma. I've seen a person saying Krishma. Yeah, and standing by the notice board. And his mamish, and he's saying Krishma, but it's not ponim al ponim. That is ain't oisim resayin shalmokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmon liboboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your passion. So as we said, the purpose over here is Ashid Venaliboy Tikhas Tramosi. Whatever how much you gave with your passion and your desire to give, that's what actually turned into the matana. It was a nace. Because that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Why isn't Nadava rather than Nader? Because Nader is too calculated, it's too cold. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants an impulsive matana. This is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants impulse of your ahava. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Why does Avnei Shem Avnei Merun come at the end? Because although it was intrinsically most valuable on the cash result, but it came with the least work, with the least mysterious nefesh, and nefesh right at the bottom of the list. And that's ponim al ponim. I want to finish off with one last vort from Shimshon Pinkus, a beautiful vort. Oh, sorry? Because it just got delivered by the anonym. They didn't work for it. It wasn't something that they had to work for. He says, look, there's two mizbachos in the Mishkan. There's Mizbach Chazov and Mizbach HaChitzim. One Mizbach Chazov is inside, and its pristine condition is gold, and it has a beautiful crown around it, and it has Keteres, beautiful. The outside Mizbeach is made out of stone, made out of copper, and it doesn't have a crown around it. What's the difference? So he says the difference is, difference between two kind of people. Some people wake up, some people wake up and everything they do is mesiras nefesh. Getting up in the morning, in it's cold and they're going to go to daven. A long davening. And everything they're doing is blood. Mamish, they geschochten the blood. The blood is spilt at every single mitzvah. Oh, yeah, I've got to give tzedakah. Oh, yeah, I've got to put on tefillin. Oh, yeah, I've got to learn. Everything is blood. Right? Mesiras nefesh. It's mamish, it's sacrifice. It's everything is a sacrifice. That does not have a crown around it. You got other people, who are you talking about? A mitzvah? Davening? What a schus! What a geschmack! Coming close to Rebbein Shleilam, fantastic! Doing chesed, that's wonderful! Everything is kateres. Everything is pleasant, everything is beautiful, everything is an opportunity, not a sacrifice, right? So what's the difference? The difference is one person is doing a avodas bachutz. He's doing a voida outside of the Mishkan. He doesn't really have a Kodesh Baruch Hu part of his life. A Kodesh Baruch Hu interferes with his life. He has got a life to run. He has got a business to run. He has his own interests. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly interfering with him. He is Mizbech HaChitzin. He's doing his Mizbech outside. But a person who's Bifnim, a person who's inside the basin, inside the Mishkan, and he has a Kodesh Baruch Hu inside his heart, and he loves a Kodesh Baruch Hu so much, this person sees every mitzvah as Keteres, has a crown around him. That is gold, and that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Shkoyach.
Thank you.